Chavis Lavovis in Perek Dalet, we mentioned last week that he said that the proper bitochen that a person should have with regard to Avodas Hashem is different than the bitochen that he has in all other aspects of his life. And that is because there's really three steps that a person has to have every time that he's mekayim a mitzvah. First is the interest in the mitzvah. The second is the decision to carry out the mitzvah, actually. And the third is carrying out the mitzvah, doing the actual mitzvah. So the first two, chalakim, are you should not be having bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The interest and the decision to do the mitzvah, that do not rely on the Ribbono Shel'Olam, do not rely on any sign from the Ribbono Shel'Olam that he's telling you that you should be carrying the mitzvah, because he already told you in the Torah that you should be carrying the mitzvah. The only thing that you should be having bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the third aspect. The third aspect of actually carrying out the mitzvah, because not always does a person have the yichus to carry out the mitzvah. That's up to the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And he says it's different than everything else in the world, because in all other aspects, we love dafkin what the right path is to take. In Avodas Hashem, we know what the right path is, because Baruch Hu already told us in the Torah. Even when we choose a path elsewhere, not regarding the Torah mitzvahs, we don't know if what we're going to do is going to bring us to that goal that we want. Sometimes it's the exact opposite, like we mentioned last week with the airplane tickets. It could be the exact opposite. Therefore, you have to rely on the Ribbono Shel'Olam for that also. However, with regard to the Torah, we know exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We know what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be taking lulav, we're supposed to be taking esrog, we're supposed to be doing whatever, davening, whatever it is, the actual ma'aseh that it is. We know where we're going, avodas Hashem, we know how to do it. So where does bitachon play out? Bitachon plays out in the third aspect, he says. The actual carrying out of the mitzvah. After we've decided to do the mitzvah, and after, as we try to make a nishtadlus to do the mitzvah, you have to be v'teich and kodesh baruch hu, if l'maisa, you'll be zeicha to do the mitzvah. Says the Chavis Lavovis HaChiddush, a chelek of the bitachon is asking the Ribbono Shel'Olam, pleading before the Ribbono Shel'Olam, they should be zeicha to be mekayim the mitzvah. Person, how often does a person, when he wakes up in the morning, daven to the Ribbono Shel'Olam, I should have a zchus to daven shachris this morning. I should be able to go. What do you mean, what's the problem? Get up, get dressed, and go daven shachris. What's the big deal? Who knows how many ma'akvim there could be before shachris? Kid wakes up and he needs you, and v'chulu, A, B, C, D, up to Z it could be. All different types of things that could happen, practically why he might not be able to make harm the mitzvah. Alzeh anachnu michuyovim, he says, l'schan in elof, the davent Ribbono Shel'Olam, she'azon l'gemor esmaitse mitzvah, so yori lanu kitzel lagi l'zeh, and he should tell us the best oifin of being mekayim the mitzvah. We know what we're supposed to do. The question is the best oifin. Should I go to this door to buy my dal l'minim? Maybe they're going to be closed, maybe. K'mor shekosav hadrichini, like it says in Tehillim, he brings five different sukkim from Tehillim that David HaMelech davened, hadrichini b'amitech v'lamdeini ki atel yikai yishi yitzchak yivisi kol hayayim. Hadrichini, v'imadrich mi, teach me exactly the best way to be mekayim the mitzvahs. V'nem ro'id, hadrichini b'nisiv mitzvahsecho, ki b'ich avotzi, v'nem ro'id, derech emunah bacharti, v'nem ro'id, davakti b'id v'yisecho, Hashem al tivisheni, v'nem ro'id, v'altasim b'pid v'arem asad v'oid, ki mishpatecha yecholti. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please help me. Help me mekayim the mitzvahs. Help me. Derech emuna bacharti. I was boichrin it. Now please help me actualize it. Lamaisa. Umikol apsukum alalu raya. Says the Chavis Lavovis. From all these psukum we see, Shadavan amelech alav Hashem bachar ba'atmei v'vedes Hashem. David was boichrin himself in avedes Hashem. Derech emuna bacharti. He was boichrin. He didn't wait for somebody else. Elishis pal alakim al shnei dvarim. He davened. So where was the makom bitachon? Where was he davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Not in the bechira. The bechira Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Hakobi Deshmaim Chutz Miyar Shemaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave that to you. He already told you what to do. You have to be becher. Vachar to bachaim. It says, what did he daven for? Two things. Echad advar mush Hashem yazel derakis machshavayis v'lechazikis bechiras v'vayis Hashem. First of all, he davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should help him stay focused, and his decision should always be to decide to be mekayim the ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That should take away distractions from in front of him. That's the first thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me stay focused in this world. והדבר השני הוא שהשם יחזיק את איבורם כדי שביכולתי לעשות פעולות עבודת השם בשלמות. The second thing he done for is that he should be able to, now that he's focused, and now that he knows what he wants, and now that he really actually wants to be mekayim it, he wants to daven shachris. Ribono shel Olam, please help me daven shachris. We say, Matov Olecha Yaakov Mishkanesecha Yisrael, Vani Barev Chazdecha Ovei Beisecha Yishtach Valhecha Kachecha Birasecha. Barev Chazdecha, it's a chesed Mekadosh Baruch Hu, we have the yichelos to daven. I think sometimes they push up shot, a lot of times the person thinks that I got up on time for shachris, I daven that, Mekadosh Baruch Hu Yomi one. Fakert, Ani Barev Chazdecha Ovei Beisecha. The chesed from the Ribono shel Olam that we're able to daven in front of him. But it's also, I think, you could apply it to what the Chavetz Lvovitz is saying, that it's not always so posh that you'll be able to daven. A person has a rasin, but lav dafka will be able to carry it out. It's berev chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, they'll be able to actually be mekayim mitzvos. Lezeh itzkaven kishesbal hadrichini benisim mitzvosecho, ve'odeni vivasheya, v'mahar betvilu etzmeinim. V'lahal anivar bez Hashem, dvar me'abden is bitoch v'chiluk Hashem. Okay. So says the Chavetz Lvovitz that Lamaisa, the only aspect of Avodas Hashem that a person should be having bitachon in Kadosh Baruch Hu is the third aspect, actually carrying out the mitzvah, because you never know what's going to happen. How many times did it happen that a person, he goes to sleep at night and want to wake up early in the morning for shachris, and somebody's up in the middle of the night, and that's it, he's very tired, and he doesn't get up on time. He comes to first Seder, he wants to learn first Seder, and this person asks him something, and that's it. In the middle, he's busy with something for 45 minutes, and then he gets a phone call from here, and he has to leave early. There's countless cases of a person trying to be mekayim a mitzvah, the lav dafka at the end of the day. That was the story I was going to say last week. My next door neighbor is a Karliner Chassid, and he went to the Tish on Erev Shavuos, planning on staying up the whole night, learning, like many other people there. And a few minutes later, his two sons came flying down two floors. Baruch Hashem, one was fine, the other one broke his leg, and he ended up in the hospital that night. And he was one of the only parents that was there. In the hospital, he's going from bed to bed. He's being mechazik all the people that were there. He thought he's going to spend his night sitting and learning. And then the night, it was also a mitzvah. But a person never knows if he'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah at the end of the day. That's the makom for bitachon. You have to realize that that's up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. However, the chelik which is up to us, and this is imperative that a person realize this nekuda, that to daven for avodas Hashem, to daven Hakadosh Baruch Hu, please tell me that I should be able to get up on time for shachar. Please tell me, Rebbeinu Shlomo, I should be able to learn through Vesener. Please tell me, I should be able to do Chesed. Please tell me, I should be carrying the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Please tell me. All the things, to realize that this is all a chilek of the Bitochin, says the Chavetz Lvovitz, is, Anachnu chuyovim l'schanin elov, shiaz elon l'gmur es ma'isei mitzvahs. I saw from Yaakov Meir Shechter that he said that his Rebbe would always, I think it was Shlomo Shapiro, that he said he would hear him at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he went to sleep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me wake up for Tikkun Chatzos. Help me that I should be able to say it with Kavona. Help me that I should be able to get up for Shacharis. Help me that I should be able to. All these things is a chiluk, the same way that a person should be davening for everything else that he needs. There's nothing too big and nothing too small. Certainly, in the aspect of avodas Hashem, certainly along with the bitachon comes a tefillah, they should be matzliach, to be mekayim his mitzvahs.